Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, I don't sleep with a gun. I'm not a gun guy, but Todd has a gun. I think Pussy. Austin's got guns. Well, Austin lives among the animals out there.
I do not nap with my gun.
A 68-year-old Lincoln man accidentally shot himself in the hand early Wednesday morning. Police said responded to the residence. I'm not going to give his address. 5 a.m. in the morning. 68-year-old told the officers he'd woken up from a bad dream and believed someone had broken into his house. He reached for his handgun and it shot his hand. He's fine. His hand might not be fine. Right. It's not non-life-threatening.
Good guy with a gun shoots.
How do you do that, though?
He woke up from a bad dream, thought somebody broke into his house, reached over at his nightstand, because that's where you keep your gun, and shot his hand.
Yeah. But which hand? Like the other hand?
I know. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
I assume so.
There's no more details than that.
He was probably reaching for some sort of drawer or something, and both hands were there, and he accidentally fired one off, and it hit his hand.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's one of the reasons I don't have a gun. Sometimes I'll be just like lurched out of his sleep and I'll freak out and I'll do zoomies like a dog. I can't have a gun around. And
yeah, we're not.
It's gotten better. But seriously,
it's gotten better.
Run around.
Your life has to deal with you getting up and running around in circles.
If I fall asleep unexpectedly, like that's a lot of time. Yeah. What'll happen? I'll just wake up and I'll be, God, run around a little bit. But I can't have a firearm around.
This doesn't say his good name or
that would be cool if that happened in court. Right. Somebody nodded off and then all of a sudden got up and did a bunch of zoomies.
Oh, dude, I hope Trump does that. That would be awesome. Could you imagine him just running around in circles? They're like, what's happening? Yeah, he wakes up from his nap. Right, oh, God. The greatest thing that's ever happened.
That would be funny.
I'm trying to decide whether I agree with them citing him for unlawful discharge of a firearm.
Oh, I do.
I mean,
He shot it.
He did, but I mean, he shot himself in the hand.
Yeah,
hasn't
dude, that's punishment enough.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, well, right. Let's just let that one be.
Well, if you wouldn't have shot, when Todd shot, Todd did the same thing.
That was unlawful discharge of a firearm.
But nobody was hurt, so you didn't call anybody.
But the fridge didn't need medical attention.
But
so
if you unlawfully discharge
your firearm and you hit yourself, I think I'm going to let you off with a ticket.
No, I guarantee you, if I would have shot my foot and they would have had to take me to the hospital, I would have been charged.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost certain.
First of all, this guy easily, because if he shot his hand, he could have grabbed it the wrong way and shot himself in the head. And nobody in the world would ever think he didn't commit suicide.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody would know.
No,
man,
no.
John, he was cool. Every day he was cool, man.
Yeah, the forensics guy would be like, it looks like he got up, ran around in circles, and then took his life.
Drug his ass on the carpet.
Tried to lick himself.
Why am I just picturing you like hands above your head? Just,
that's it, picturing, it's freaked right, the yeah. kids out before for yeah. sure.
Yeah, that's the reason I don't keep a gun in the drawer. Because if you wake up, you don't really have your wits about you.
No, this guy, yeah. it was a bad dream.
You're startled in the middle of the night?
It's got to be in a lockbox. Yeah. So you got to,
put a lockbox, right, for sure. Especially by the family members. Right? You live by yourself, I get it, but don't, still not. I would not right next to the bed, Unless you got somebody coming for you that night, like a movie,
Yeah.
You know somebody's not doing
it. Well, if you know somebody's coming, then
you're not John Wick.
Then you're sitting up in bed with your gun.
John Wick
doesn't
shoot himself in the hand, right.
No, John Wick would just have a pencil on his nightstand.
Right, yeah.
And put it in your ear.
That's it.
This dude's 68, and that's what happened to him, man.
What happened to Grandpa? Well.
Yeah. What's wrong with your hand, Grandpa?
Yeah, like Korea.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't think it's 68 he was in Korea.
Well, you got to make up some excuse.
He was in Nam.
He's also one of those guys, I'm guessing, that has gone to sleep with his gun every night for about 50 years.
Right. Probably.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Really someday wants to shoot someone.
It was probably like an old revolver. That's probably
I'm hoping he's a newbie jackass who's afraid of everything and just bought the gun, you know? Like Jim Sucks. I'm kidding you, Jim.
Newbie jackass was the term.
Yeah, I found out Jim wants to have a gun, but he doesn't
want everybody
else to have a gun.
Right. Everybody, you're right.
That's a tale of...
Sorry, Jim. Yeah.
That is like an authoritarian sleeper right there.
So, dude, that's you, dude. You might be a listener, or you know the guy. Feel free to call and say how that happened. Yeah, I'd like to know. Especially if you're laughing about it the next day, like it just took your finger off. It could have blew his hand. We don't know how bad his hand is either, you know?
Yeah, and he should definitely tell people that, you know, he was protecting someone against gangs or something.
Right.
No, he actually told the cops. He woke up from a bad dream, believed somebody's he did the whole... He's everything I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
I would make the story up.
Right.
Somebody was outside there. I know he's going to have shot at him.
Yeah. Shot my hand.
Yeah.
I was trying to use my hand as a silencer.
He came from me. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, I gripped the end of the pistol and shot through it, right?
Yeah.
He
was carrying a bunch of fentanyl over the border. Yeah, coming right to my house.
Jim is here.
I don't want anybody in this room to have a gun because you are not mentally stable enough to do so.
Well, you're looking at two guys. Austin's got one, and so does Todd, and they're not mentally stable at all. You know that.
No, they're not mentally stable.
I'm sorry. I just walked in, and I didn't hear you. So.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Honestly, if I owned a gun, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
Is that like a warning?
What do you mean? You would have turned it on yourself?
You're going to leave the station. Really? Someone's just going to take you to the hospital.
That concerns me that
you mean
say
you accidentally would have hurt yourself by now? Is that what you're talking about?
Did we just hear a cry for help?
No, but I thought so.
Yeah.
That's honestly like, you're scared of the power of them, but really, like, just having that option there.
Well, that's why. Hey, listen, that's. Not to get back again, but you're right. Access to guns is one of the reasons people do kill themselves is quick.
The gun deaths that you look at, if you look at the number of gun deaths, a lot of those are, in fact, the majority are suicides.
Right, mm-hmm.
Todd, don't go into how to commit suicide.
No. Yeah, we told them. I'm not calling anybody today.
There are other methods of suicide, and sometimes they don't take, but if you use the gun as a method of suicide, it is almost 100% effective.
Don't try suicide. I'm just going to hate it.
988.
988 what? Oh, yeah, suicide hotline.
Suicide hotline.
If you have those feelings.
And then
you
go down.
You found out the 911
that went down?
Yeah, 911 went down. Bunch of Midwestern states, you know, including Nebraska.
YouTube TV went down.
Yeah.
More importantly,
that's the important
for Tom.
Part, right?
Yeah.
That's the important
couldn't
part.
Access the library to watch Jeopardy.
No.
Oh, I would have thrown my phone against
the
wall.
Is that why you sent the group email to everybody because you couldn't watch Jeopardy that day? So, oh, I'm pissed off. Let's do the story about YouTube TV going out so I can't watch Jeopardy. Sons of bitches.
No, I was just curious if anybody else had problems on Tuesday night. Was it Tuesday night?
And it
YouTube
wasn't
TV?
All of YouTube TV. It was just one feature.
Right? No, no,
it wasn't working.
But I'm telling you, the library, the DVR feature was malfunctioning for me, too.
Yeah.
Right.
And they said that Hulu Live was having trouble, too. And so was Apple TV. So I don't know. Do they all work off the same server?
Conspiracy, man.
I don't get it.
Russians.
We should probably ask Aaron Rodgers.
That's why Nick doesn't have a gun, because these kind of stories, right? Yeah. Oh, great. The YouTube story again. Great. Nick just aims it. 988, right?
That's yes.
988. If you got those feelings.
What Google tells me when I look up half the stuff we talk about. If you have problems, call somebody.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does. I Google some weird stuff.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And it thinks I have problems, which it might not be wrong.
Well, the show's got problems in general.
Yeah, collectively. Yeah,
typing out.
The AI is answering. You're making me uncomfortable.
Right.
It doesn't even have this.
Yeah, if you can disturb a robot, it's not good.
No, no.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Red Lobster bankruptcy. That doesn't mean they're going away. Now, I'm not a fan, but my favorite tweet recently was from Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, like about 2 weeks ago. He just tweets out randomly. He goes, "I'm literally in a Red Lobster for the first time in my life." And I just want to know that story. How the hell did Tommy Lee end up at a Red Lobster? The guy's, first of all, he's loaded. He probably could eat anywhere he wants, the finest restaurants, the finest booze, private jets, mansions. But I want to know why he was at a Red Lobster. I guess I did, but I just love it.
Because none of those places have cheddar biscuits.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Read this, they freaked out about the biscuits because why be remembered for your buttered seafood? Because you're not. You're remembered for the biscuits, correct? All right.
Yeah, there's a photo of him. He put it in. There's a photo of him and his wife standing right outside the Red Lobster.
She must have had a hankering, you know.
Or they were on the road somewhere, maybe, and just pulled off an exit, and there it is.
Because she wasn't famous since she was 16, so she probably grew up going to the Lobster.
I don't know what year it was, but it was voted the best seafood restaurant in Lincoln years ago, or the best of Lincoln sometime back.
That's so funny.
Wow.
So they're not going to close, though. They're just declaring bankruptcy?
Bankruptcy now, but they said that scared a lot of a bunch of biscuits. People freaked out, you know.
Yeah, is that a different chapter?
Where am I going to get my biscuits?
Different chapters of bankruptcy, so they might just be reorganized.
I've never left Red Lobster without having diarrhea inside the restaurant.
It's just too much butter, man.
Yeah.
I took the kids there years ago when they were small, and we don't go back.
Did y'all have lobster?
I don't know what we had.
Had squirts.
Yeah, it's definitely a squirt.
I don't know because they had.
They're pre-squirted. You know, I mean, they're pre-lubed to come right out of you because it's so much butter.
Yeah, you think the biscuits would like bind some of that up?
Yeah,
you're ruining people's plans for halftime in a couple hours.
Oh, I know. Red Lobster in our town is packed, man.
So Tyler described lunch the other day for it's halftime of the workday.
That's awesome.
And by the way, you can buy the
time. That's awesome.
What do you want to do for halftime?
You can buy the biscuit mix in the store. They sell the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
The same. That's like buying Arby's curly fries at the store and baking them in the oven.
Yeah,
they don't taste the same.
I just had them. Those my son wanted them. We ate the bagged ones, and then the next day we were out doing some things, and he's like, "I want the real deal." They just, you know,
because they're fried at the store. You put them in the oven.
It's like getting White Castle burgers at the store.
Yeah, everything tastes better at the place. It really does. Yeah,
it's playing with danger.
So the Arby's curly fries at home didn't work.
They were still good, but they weren't. You know,
but not like tasting right out of the Arby's. Okay.
You know what's surprisingly good is the gyro at Arby's.
Oh, surprisingly, Nick. All right.
So what's your
podcast?
They have the meat.
It's been discussed. Yeah.
And here's the reason. I'm looking at the menu.
Next window, please.
The Red Lobster menu online. The reason it was voted the best seafood restaurant in Lincoln is right at the top of the menu for Red Lobster. You go to redlobster.com/menu. Nashville hot chicken and Wagyu bacon cheeseburger.
Mm.
Are at the top of the menu.
Seafood. That's
seafood.
Not seafood.
No,
right,
it's not.
Yeah.
Go see Austin and Red Oak, right?
Red Oak, Iowa. Performing Art Theater. Call there. Get your tickets.
AustinAnderson.com.
420.
AustinAnderson.com.
Or .net. AustinAnderson.net.
Come for the Polka Police. Stay for Austin Anderson.
The podcast. What's your podcast again, Austin?
ToolshedArtClub.com.
Nick's in Council Bluffs for Saturday
or
Friday?
Yes, tomorrow night. Friday night, Maggie Mae is in Council Bluffs.
We are. TTRadioEmpire.com. Download the brand new Todd and Tyler app on your phone. Do that for us. Also, join us back tomorrow. Aaron Weber will be here. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Later. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.